presenting radio's foremost laboratory of writing and production techniques, the Columbia Workshop.
Good afternoon. This is Chet Huntley speaking from Columbia Square in Hollywood, where today the Columbia Workshop abandons its investigation of writing and production techniques to examine modern musical techniques. Standing here beside me are two of the most widely dissimilar personalities in the musical world. Woody Herman, one of the great immortals of jazz music, and Igor Stravinsky, one of the greatest living composers of serious music. And believe it or not, before this program ends, you'll hear Mr. Stravinsky conduct the Woody Herman Orchestra in a modern composition he wrote especially for it. And so, with this riff, the Columbia Workshop presents Modern Exhibit. There's a new force in modern music today, and you've just heard it. An orchestra whose power and brilliance and spirit of creative ingenuity has caused considerable comment all the way from the Paris Conservatory to the jukebox at Jack's. That new force is, of course, Woody Herman and his orchestra. Any way you look at it, through popularity polls, record sales, or group virtuosity, Woody Herman's music is important music and deserves careful consideration. The first item in this modern exhibit is Summer Sequence, a new three-part work for orchestra with the accent on piano, guitar, and bass. The composer, Ralph Burns, is at the piano, and the tenor sax soloist is Flip Phillips. Here is jazz designed not for dancing, but for listening. Summer Sequence. 19 members of the Woody Herman Orchestra are distinguished soloists in their own right, taking top awards in practically every popularity poll anyone ever conducted. How about it, Woody? Does that check with the facts?
That's right, Chet. And in addition to being virtuosos on their instruments, most of my men are capable arrangers. They almost have to be because we play a lot of fancy head arrangements.
Now, if you'll turn to your glossary of musical jargon, you'll discover that a head arrangement to which Mr. Herman just referred is an arrangement not written down on paper, but just carried in the minds of the musicians from concert to concert.
And, Chad, it takes good men and a lot of teamwork to make those head arrangements pay off. You see, contrary to the classical tradition, our compositions are never played exactly the same.
But they result in highly interesting listening, Woody. Such as the composition Bijou, which Woody Herman and the Orchestra play now. Bijou is described by Ralph Burns, the 23-year-old genius who composed it, as a rumba a la jazz. In it, you hear some unusual improvisation by trombonist Bill Harris. Bijou. Thank you. jazz music is a living art, and therefore is lusty, sometimes vulgar, sometimes banal, but often terrifically exciting. And the great men of jazz have always been aesthetic revolutionaries, so it's not surprising that one of these, Woody Herman, excited the interest of another great aesthetic revolutionary, a man whose compositions once caused riots, and who today, firmly secure in his niche as one of the world's greatest living composers, still seeks new outlets for his unique and provocative musical language. That man is Igor Stravinsky, who has composed a new work, Ebony Concerto, specifically for the Woody Herman Orchestra. Mr. Stravinsky, what first interested you in Woody and the boys?
The sounds the orchestra makes, Mr. Huntley. It is rare to find any group of musicians capable of such precise ensemble effects.
This is the first time you've conducted Ebony Concerto, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Would you tell us something about the composition?
Well, it is short concerto and three parts. First, an allegro. Second, an andante, a kind of blues. And the third, theme and variations.
And why did you name it Ebony Concerto?
Since it features Woody's clarinet and the clarinet is black, I called it Ebony Concerto. But the title is only for identification. It's the music that counts.
Indeed it is, Mr. Stravinsky. And so, let's hear Woody Herman and the orchestra play Ebony Concerto, composed and conducted by Igor Stravinsky. Thank you. If you're not yet convinced that the Woody Herman Orchestra is one of the most versatile jazz bands in the world, just stay close to your radio and lift a discerning ear as the Herman Herd moves from the last notes of the formal Ebony Concerto, conducted by Igor Stravinsky, into the opening riffs of a number that has the tray jamming the jukeboxes with nickels.
Baby, she made big feet, she's lonely, like had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy by that woman called Caledonia, her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you think it's so hard?
Love you just the same. Crazy by that woman called Caledonia, her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you think it's so hard? Yeah, what makes you think it's wild?
Calzonia. Looks so sweet today, Calzonia. Tell me everything. Tell me more. Tell me all, Calzonia. Love that gal. Calzonia, what makes your big head so high?
You've just heard Modern Exhibit, a Columbia Workshop presentation examining modern music through the rhythms of Woody Herman and his orchestra. Ebony Concerto, composed and today conducted by Igor Stravinsky, will soon be obtainable on Columbia Records. Your commentator was Chet Huntley, and the program was produced by William N. Robeson. Next week from Hollywood, the Columbia Workshop will present Mr. Robeson's production of The Path and the Door, an experiment in obsession by brilliant young writer Les Crutchfield, and introducing to radio the exciting new discovery, Franklin Randolph. The musical score for The Path and the Door will be the first composition ever written for radio by the famed and controversial modern composer, George Antheil. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.